So you've got two of the words up to now. You've got you and you've got the word the. There's five in the title of the song. Any ideas? 0800 731 9333. Now it's time for our local history slot, which we do most Thursdays these days. And Professor Steve Harding, Stephen's an authority on our Viking history on our patch. And I've been on the Whittle with him to a place with a very, very big Viking connection.
So we're at Neston in the Wirral, and Neston is a former Viking place. It's got a Viking place name. Ness means promontory, but with the church of St. Mary and St. Helen. And inside the church, we've got this remarkable stonework, which dates from the Viking age. But it's not just any old stonework. The stonework actually contains pictures or etchings of people, animals, and they tell a sort of a story.
So where were they? Where did these come from originally?
Well, they were discovered about 1875, I think, when there was work on the church, extension work to the church, and they were discovered under the foundations of the, I guess, the old Norman church. So they were here before that, and shows there was some form of Christian worship which took place before the Norman times. So these fragments of crosses, and we think there are about three crosses in total, were discovered. There was another piece which was discovered in the belfry of the church about 30 years ago. And they really are remarkable.
They are fantastic. I mean, this piece in front of us here, this is two men, are they jousting on horseback?
Yeah, what we've got here is two men on horseback who are jousting. This is the first depiction, we believe, of men and Vikings fighting on horses.
Well, and on the other side, there's a hunting scene, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a hunting scene at the bottom, but above that, which is the most remarkable feature, is part of a woman and a man. The rest has been broken off when the foundations of the church were being laid. But there's part of a woman and part of a man. You can see clearly the arm of the woman around the waist of the man and part of the woman's ponytail. We had this idea. We met in the Brown Horse pub across the road. So a group of us got together and thought it'd be a nice idea to try and reconstruct what this cross might have been like.
In its entirety.
In entirety. So with the help of colleagues from the Groveney Museum in Chester, an application was put into the English Lottery, English Heritage Lottery Fund. And with that money and working with the Merseyside Conservation Centre, who are experts in laser scanning of fragments, we're able to produce a magnificent reproduction.
Let's walk around the front, because this really is quite something to see, and it's great, I think, for people to look at that and realise exactly what we're looking at on the originals.
Exactly. So the missing pieces, I mean, the woman appears on other stonework and carvings in Scandinavia, so we were able to complete what she looked like, and the chap appears on a cross in Middleton in Yorkshire. So it's been completed, the ring head's been done, and it's beautiful. It's been painted, and don't forget, in Viking Age times, these crosses and things would have been painted, and with the help of local schools, this marvellous depiction has been created. Yeah, so it's.
Did you look at these, Stephen, and think, I wonder where the rest are?
Exactly. These are ones that we've found, but there must be thousands of other artefacts buried under the ground on both sides of the Mersey, waiting to be discovered. There's also another piece at the back, which is of a priest, and he's holding, he's very proud, he's in his maniple, and he's holding this chalice. But this guy also appears in a church, in a stay church at Ernest on the Sognefjord in Norway. But instead of holding a chalice, he's holding a pilgrim's stick. Wow. So that shows you the connection that we have with the Norwegians.
A depiction on the next stone to the left. Are they fighting on that?
Yes, there's another stone with two men fighting again. So we've got two fighting pictures. We've got that one and we've got the jousting picture below. So, yeah, they did like to have a scrap in the Viking Age.
I mean, these are exciting, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're wonderful treasures which we have on Merseyside. We've got lots more as well. There's a marvellous hogback tombstone in the church in West Kirby. Other Viking Age crosses, one at Bromborough and one, or part of one, at Woodchurch. And also a lot of other types of archaeology which have been discovered, especially at Mells with the ring pins and what appears to be the remains of a Viking burial with weaponry. So, yeah, there's lots, and there's lots still to be discovered.
And these go back to what? 10, 11?
These go back to the early part of the 10th century, we think around the year 930, when the Vikings had established themselves. The interesting thing, Sean, is these are Christian crosses. So, you know, the Vikings were actually Christians when they came here. Right. That's because a lot of them came from Ireland, and they would have had Celtic wives. So they may not have converted their husbands, but the children, the boys and girls, would have taken up the Christian faith. Well, so it was an interesting time.
Well, it's a fascinating collection of something you don't see very often, and this is here in the church here in Neston. I think everyone's okay to come and have a look, aren't they?
Absolutely. But if visitors do come, you know, respect the... The stones are very fragile, sure. And to treat them with the respect that they should do. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Stephen, great to see you. Thanks for bringing us along here today. Fascinating.
It's a pleasure, Sean.
Fantastic, you know, hats to see them like that. I always think when I see a fragment of something, what happened to the other bit? Because it's like a massive big jigsaw, you know. But
yeah.
Professor Stephen, he's very, very...
So knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable, very enthusiastic. And honestly, it's great to see such treasures on our doorstep in Neston, in the church there, in the middle of Neston. Go and have a look. It's on your doorstep. Sean, I heard you talking about what you've sent people in the post. Well, mine isn't exactly a person, but a dog. I was a big fan of yours and Willie's Sunday morning show, and he was always talking about how much he loved his dog, Buddy. So